Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Righteous Road Studios, it's the TiVo Mike Show, where sin is dumb, and we're going to talk about how dumb it is today. Grace is King, and Die to Self has replaced You Only Live Once as the life mantra of choice. I'm your host, Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson, boom shakala, and I'm here with our entertainment guru and my best friend, Mike Warner.
What's up, everybody?
Here we talk faith, pop culture, and victorious living. If you've got questions about how to live in faith, or you think you're a part of a cult and you want to leave, go to TiVoMike.com and click on Share Your Story, and then your story will be shared.
That's
hence
right.
The name, Share Your Story. That's TiVoMike.com, but we're glad you're here today. So speaking of stupidness, the Leah Remini cult continues, people.
Well,
she
leaving the cult
yeah.
continues.
Well, the cult continues.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's the problem. Tom Cruise still giving the money. It's like a Mission Impossible to stop him. That felt like a Jack
get him
Reacher.
Some butter.
Jack Reacher. I can't. No, Tom Cruise, help me help you out of that. Oh, I did it again.
I can't deal with you.
Just seems like it's risky business to me.
Oh.
Sorry, I got a million of them, people. Listen. So, there's a cult called the Church of Scientology.
Yes.
Church in quotes. And it's the Scientology that's awesome. Because you would think that, oh, that's a study of science. No, that's not what they do. They give their own science. They have thetas.
Some more BS at you.
Yes. See, once you tell me you're a church, sorry, I just can't even say it, about science, and then you talk about your whole foundation is thetas,
mm-hmm.
and there's no such thing scientifically proven called thetas.
Yes, because I hear thetas, I think of fraternities.
Yes.
Rush Week at college.
Right, and I think of that horrible movie
Greek
called
mythology.
Goat, where they're having sex with goats.
David.
Which may be what's going on, and that's fine if that's your thing. Hey, if you're goat lovers,
do you,
or do them. I mean, whatever. Whatever gets your goat. Oh, I did it again, but I'm pumped. We're going to call this episode the Pun Show. That was corny. So corny it needed butter. But listen, so the cult, Scientology, the false religion,
yes.
the fake religion, the stupid, harassing, violent religion. That's harming families. The fake religion.
Cult.
The cult of Hollywood, Clearwater, Florida, New York, Texas, is stupid. Needs to be shut down as a 501c3.
Yeah, I say if we're going to burn quote unquote churches, let's start with those ones.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. Did all the moms come out and protest Scientology?
No.
Oh, no, they protested, not my president. He is. Anyway, moving on quickly. So, Leah Remini, our hero. Thank you, Leah, for coming out and saying what many have already believed, that Scientology, correctly, is a cult. That I'm not make my stance on this issue clear.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. To be unclear is to be unkind.
That's right. There you go.
That's how kind we will be on this show to you.
That's right.
This is not coming from hate.
Not
this
at all.
This is coming to you in love.
Yes.
And kindness.
That's right.
Your religion, you Scientology follower, is fake. And it's harming you. It's harming your thetas. It's harming John Travolta.
Yep.
Kirstie Alley.
You know what I don't get about
What's John's wife?
I don't know.
The beard. I mean, the woman, the lovely... What
Kelly Preston?
Kelly Preston.
The beard.
I don't know where that came from.
But the thing I don't get about it is this. Back in the day when there was cults and everybody was drinking the Kool-Aid.
And you were a kid again.
They were calling it a cult.
Yes.
But now you get a little money thrown at it. Get the 501(c)(3). And now you want to be a church.
Well, because now they have a mascot. I mean, a follower who is famous.
I guess.
You know, the 3-foot-tall Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So what he did, and I'm not throwing shade on you, Tom, because I know you wouldn't be able to see because you're only 3 feet tall. You are a phenomenal actor. I still go see your movies.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. I just have to divorce you from the Scientology-ness.
Yes.
It's how you're losing your family.
Exactly. I mean,
you're losing your family.
What kind of person who had both his parents growing up?
Right.
Goes into a religion or cult that tears you apart because your family, your wife or ex-wife, knows it's a cult, sees it's a cult, makes a decision to not be in the cult,
yes.
And then your cult friends tell you you can't associate with your daughter if she's not part of the cult.
Right. Or either of your daughters or your son.
Yeah.
And now your ex-wife, which makes sense. You don't want to talk to your ex-wife anyway. Either one of them.
Yeah.
You know, the real ex-wife and the fake one.
Yes.
Oh, did I say that on the radio?
I mean, it is what it was.
So what happened was, but you're not even consistent with your cult faith.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still talking to your mom. You're still talking to your sisters. And none of them have drank your Kool-Aid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your real name is Thomas Maypother III, which means there are two other Maypothers. And none of those Maypothers said, you know what we need to do, son? We need to get our thetas in line.
They didn't. That's right.
So take your Thomas Maypother III butt out of that church. Try to get as much money as you can back.
Good luck.
Apologize to your family, your kids, and say, Dad was a butthole. It happens. It's good that you found this out now. Okay? It happens.
That's right.
None of us get perfect fathers. The only perfect father is God. And that's who I now follow. And you take them to a real church, but you let them on their own find God.
Mm-hmm.
Not thetas. Not Kabbalah. Not Muhammad. So Leah Remini has taken the charge and taken the beating.
Yes.
Of really launching this movement. Now, she started a movement.
And it's funny because...
to open our eyes to the pitfalls
yes.
of this fake religion.
Well, the funny thing to me was, it was only supposed to be like a 3-episode thing. It was mostly just her...
Yeah, her story.
Story of the cult and what it did to her, what it was doing to her.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes...
How it started to tear up her family, her own
yes,
family.
Her own... Exactly. It started ruining her career.
Right.
And then it took that... For, you know, how they say, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
So as soon as she was willing, because, I mean, she's the most famous out of everyone who's, I've been watching it, so out of everyone who's been coming forth, they have some small fame, but of all of them, the most famous is Leah Remini.
Right.
But it took her to say, I'm done.
Right.
And then now all these other people are like, yes, can we share our story?
Yes. The director of Crash.
Yes.
He came out, I forgot his name, because he's not... A big
super
guy.
Famous, yeah.
And everyone's coming out saying, you're right, because it's going to be hard, Church of Scientology, to launch, well, they're all now misguided,
yes.
has-beens,
yeah.
who are, really?
Yeah.
Really? They're all lying? So, and what would be their reasoning? Why wouldn't they just simply leave?
Exactly.
See, if your church really wasn't the trash, filth, nasty, whoring, trifling, butthole religion it is,
people could leave.
They would just leave.
Guilty.
People would just.
You wouldn't harass them. When I stopped going to church as a kid,
right.
My pastor didn't call me every day.
Right.
He didn't go out telling anybody, oh, that little bastard, this and this.
Yes.
He just, you know, he'll and come back over
out.
Time.
And you didn't go out and say, you know why I left? Because that trifling butthole religion.
Exactly.
No. Like, I left because I just didn't believe.
Exactly.
They would just leave and say, I don't believe anymore in my thetas. I never met a theta, never saw a theta. When I was on Tinder and I swiped left, I didn't see a theta. So I left Theta Land.
Yes. And I love it. I love it because it one, just opens your eyes to there's so much behind the scenes you just don't hear about because they have the money to keep it hushed.
Right.
But I love it because Leah does it, and she said on the thing, so as a document, they call it a docu-series. And it was wrapping what now is called season one, which was supposed to be a season. It says it's not yet confirmed of a season two.
Mm.
But, and Leah says, we'll be back for more. I just don't know I just don't know that we're done, she said. At the end of the special installment, you'll probably see us soon. We can't let anything go.
Right.
And that was like,
because there's more stories to tell.
Yes.
I mean, if you hear some of these horrific stories, the reason I'm launching such a kind, loving campaign against this fake religion, church bastardizing faith the way I am, is because not just the conditions for the main people, the John Travoltas and the Tom Cruises of the faith.
Yeah.
Because they're nice to them.
That's who pays for everything.
Yeah, he's not, you know, having sex with the goats. I mean, unless he wants to. So what's happening with the other people is they're being forced to have sex with those goats. Let me be clear. That's really not alleged. I'm just bringing up that. One of the stories, they had a group of men, I think it was like 20 guys, and they took them on this so-called retreat, and it was to this abandoned property somewhere where inside it was like feces and throw up and all this, and they had to clean this clean it spotless over a weekend. Had no food, no drink. It was a fast. While they had to clean it with toothbrushes, and this was because they had questioned their church, and this was one of their punishments. And I forgot, they don't use the word punishment. They use the word clearing your theta, or, you know, being one with the Tom Cruise-ness, something they call it, nice. But this was their story, and it wasn't unique to them. This had been going on, and they found paperwork and documentation of people doing that.
There's an executive, she was an executive for them, Debbie Cook,
right?
Who, because she spoke out about the church, they sued her for a non-disclosure agreement. And the reason they sued her, it was like, what happened was, when you messed up, if they didn't do that theta cleaning, they sent you to a place called The Hole.
The Hole.
And she said she was allegedly forced to commit acts like licking a bathroom floor clean.
Ugh.
And they settled, the cook and the church settled this lawsuit in 2012, but they put her through all of this public scrutiny.
Wait a minute.
Scrutiny.
They did this in 12, so now if she talks about it, part of that arrangement was a non-disclosure?
Well, she talked about it before this, so they had sued her.
Oh, okay.
And then everything finally settled in 2012, so she can't ever speak out about it again, or she probably shouldn't. Because of she settled.
Wow.
I mean, you obviously didn't have that strong belief because you settled. I would have fought it tooth and nail until you left me alone.
Right. But apparently she didn't have enough money
to
do
keep
it
going, yeah.
See, that's, again, people. I mean, all this fighting about a president and stuff like this is going on to real working women.
Women.
And this woman march, I just see not one person marching against thetas.
Oh, Scientology for that matter.
Right, because the thetas is what had that woman licking a bathroom clean. Licking a bathroom clean. She wasn't so mesmerized by Trump that she let him grab her kitty cat. You don't think that's worse?
Definitely worse.
Women, stand behind this woman and do the right thing. This is a TiVo Mike Show, not Scientology.
Who is this king? The one who gave his life for me to see the human race redeemed? Who is this king who saw me at my worst but still called me and gave me my worth? Who is this king who stepped down from his throne to take the bullet for my lost soul? Who is this king? That when nobody seemed to care, he still came and met me where I was and cleared all my debts. Who is this king that would sacrifice his only son that I could live just to have fellowship with him? No, 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 he doesn't want to talk to me. There's no way, I'm the bride-to-be. No, you don't know all the sin that I have sown. I have produced more than Apple produces iPhones. But if this is true, then I must change myself to make myself worthy. I must clean myself. I must fix myself. I must. Only believe. All I need is to believe in what he has done, and I will be free from all the sin that has gone on. The old has passed away and all things have become new. I am a new creation. In Christ Jesus, he has changed my distinction. Once of this world, but now of his kingdom. Once unto sin, but now unto righteousness. Once unto death, but now unto life. Not by works I have received my salvation, but only by the blood of Jesus Christ, whose body was cut. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. So I don't have to do what he has already done, and I don't have to fight for what he has already said. I only have to believe in what he's called me to be. See, he doesn't need the certified or perfect. He doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. I am chosen not by my good deeds or some fancy rosary beads, but only by the blood that was shed for Abraham's seed. I am a child of God and an heir to the kingdom of God. Oh, what a father I have who truly cares. Someone who loved me when I was lost, died for me when I didn't even see the cost. He suffered pain and was beaten to give a wretch like me a chance to live. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross for me. His love was the key that set me free, that filled the void that no male or female could be. So you ask, who is this king? He is the Lord, strong and mighty. Mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. He is the ruler of heaven and earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Anointed One, the Bridegroom, the Bread of Life. He is our High Priest. He is the I Am that I Am. This is the God that I serve, that no matter how many times I tend to swerve away, he has always had my place reserved in his ways. So who is this King? He is my Savior, the one and only, the King of Kings.
Oh my gosh, so what's his name? So sorry. Sean Duncan says, when people leave cults, they don't know that they left a cult. And our scripture of the day is 2 Peter 2:1. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. That's powerful. Anybody who denies the master who bought them. To be clear, the master who bought you wasn't the master of the plantation.
That's true.
The master that bought you is Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ. You were bought at a price. Paid for by the blood of Jesus at Calvary. Make no two bones about it. That's why Jesus says, deny your life, pick up your cross daily, and follow me. That's you. Your life belongs to God. And anyone who tells you otherwise is bringing you into heresies. They are bringing you into a cult. If they are distorting that truth.
That's right. That's right. And
oh, it's funny. Unclear.
You were definitely clear on that. Okay. The thing that kills me too is this. So, I don't like hypocrites. And what I mean by that is this. Everyone watched South Park at some point in time. You either tuned into it or you checked it out or whatever. Isaac Hayes was the voice of Chef. Hello, kids.
You really don't like Isaac Hayes.
Because what happened was, South Park made fun of everybody. Like,
right.
Nobody was off limits.
That's true.
And Isaac Hayes was there doing it with them.
Right.
And then the minute they made fun of Scientology, he quits.
They
saying
stepped on
they crossed the line. I said, hold on a minute. They made Baba Mega Streisand. They made a succubus.
Didn't they make fun of Jesus?
They made Jesus is on there all the time.
See? And Satan. That wasn't enough to quit. That wasn't crossing the
they
line.
They made fun of Satan.
Oh, well, that's...
A whole movie with Satan and Jesus and overcoming. It's their...
What?
They had a movie called Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, and it was like a very long episode of South Park. I watched it a million times. But they did all this.
And they made fun of Jesus in that one?
Well, he was there. They didn't so much make fun of him, but he was part of it, like, you know, the rapture and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So it's like he, you know, they touch every topic. And I'll say this very openly, because they don't leave anybody unturned.
Right.
R. Kelly was attacked. Tom Cruise got attacked. And then the minute they say one thing about Scientology, it was two episodes, but still, Isaac Hayes wasn't going to quit a show that was giving him a check.
So he quit the show.
He quit the. They killed his character off in the most brutal way possible because he quit the show.
Well, good.
But my thing is,
and they have a right to do that.
How
a private
do you stand
company.
Up for that?
Right.
Because but you didn't he, care about nothing.
He
like,
had to cover his status.
I guess. I guess.
All.
That just, it bothered me.
His
but,
theta needed to be cleared. And Isaac, I just hope that without your money, that the church is still just as in love with you.
Yes.
And that you're not sitting in the back. And that you're not being told how to clear you from your blackness.
We wouldn't be surprised.
Just hope they're not doing that, Shaft. Shut your mouth.
Yes. And the thing I like about Leah Remini doing this docuseries is you know there's truth to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Church of Scientology had issued the following statement about the show. Leah Remini is doing this show for the money. Just as she profited from her book, in addition, she attempted to extort the church by first demanding $500,000, followed by an additional million, because the church invoked its First Amendment right to respond to her false claims with truth. Let's just stop there for a second. First Amendment, you have that. But she gave you well over $2 million. So ultimately, she was just asking for her money back.
Right. And not even all of it.
And she can't extort it if she's trying to get her money. It's a refund.
Right.
Not extortion.
That's not extortion.
So, and then it says, this shows the extent Leah Remini is willing to go in order to distort the truth about Scientology. Again, she's not doing this by herself.
Distort the truth against Scientology.
Yes.
So in this statement, do they say the truth about Scientology?
And that's the funny thing. They never say what the truth is.
So they took a statement.
Yes.
Say a woman who has a docuseries on the truth of Scientology, and they want to reach the audience who's getting the truth about Scientology,
saying that she's
distorting the truth, and in that statement,
that's
don't give
said.
The truth.
Exactly.
Oh.
So the thing I like about this, it says for the church
so
perspective,
it sounds like they're not,
covering themselves.
Not telling the truth.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
But the thing is, for the last part says, for the church's perspective and the truth about the bullies she now supports, go to, and this is the website they're claiming that these are the people she's supporting.
Theta.com?
The LeahRemoneyAftermath.com. I'm like, hold on. How y'all going to create a site? Name it after her docuseries and say, check it out to see the bullies she's supporting. She's
wow.
the one who's doing the show.
I have a question, Scientologist. How do you put a statement out that you genuinely want to protect your name? Because I'm really trying to think about it from this false religion's point of view.
Don't waste your time.
You know when people say I'm taking the devil's
place? Both stories.
What's the...
The devil's advocate?
Yeah, playing devil's advocate. Though he needs an advocate. So I'm going to play Scientologist advocate.
Data advocate?
Data. Yes! Yes! I'm the... Call me the Theatologist. So as a Theatologist, I'm watching the docuseries, and she's blaspheming me as a Theta follower. And let's say she's saying all these things. Well, they make people lick bathrooms clean. Okay. I mean, the only thing worse you could do to a lady is to say, clean it with your kitty cat. Like, that's pretty bad. Just mopping the floor with your kitty cat. I mean, that's the only thing worse than licking it clean. And I didn't hear any protest against that. So now let's say I'm part of this Scientology religion.
Yes.
And it's nothing truth in these baseless attack smear campaign from a has-been actress who's bent on hurting us for her career. If I was trying to litigate or protect our church, I would take the statement to not attack her, but to uphold my faith.
Exactly.
I would do it line for line, like those verses thing.
Like the green checks?
Yeah, like they would say,
fact checkers.
Say fact checkers. She says we make people meet every day. Truth is, we meet Sundays. She said when people go against the church, they get punished by licking bathrooms because it's theta cleansing. When people do wrong, we actually pray for them. Like, I would give a check moment. Think about this, people. They use none of their statements. The whole church, nothing in their statement offering the truth of their religion.
That's right.
It was all about her being a has-been and telling us how industry works. That's all they said. She's on a TV show and they're paying her. She wrote a book and they paid her.
Yeah.
That's what books and TV do.
That's right.
This is the TiVo Mike Show.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
All right, folks, welcome back. So listen, like we said, bottom line today.
Earth
Aid
is clean.
Leah Remini is obviously speaking some truth.
The power.
Shining this truth, this light on this situation, regardless if she's making money off it. Because guess what? Everything they said was a personal attack on who Leah Remini is, not what she's claiming.
Right.
So at the end of the day, folks, let that speak to you.
Woo! I know, that's like saying TiVo Mike and Entertainment Guru are only talking about faith and pop culture and victorious living because they get paid ones and ones and ones of dollars from Blog Talk. Like, we do make ones and ones and ones of dollars from Blog Talk. That is not why we do our show.
Not at all.
You got to speak truth to power. Anyway, I pray this conversation done blessed you not to lick bathrooms clean and clean your thetas or rub people with your kitty cats and give all your money away to a false religion that's violent and perpetrates the destruction of families.
Yeah.
And the way you can do that is by not denying the master, but walking with him daily, the creator of life, Christ Jesus.
That's right, folks. And please subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. Write us if you like us. If you don't, you ain't never heard this.
For the Scientologists, don't write us.
No. And until next time, folks, you find us on social media. I'm at EGMike84 on Twitter. TiVo Mike is at TiVo Mike on Twitter. And our show, The TiVo Mike Show, is on Facebook. Follow us, favorite us, retweet us.
Hope we weren't unclear.